So, how was your holiday?
Oh, Spain was awesome. Spain was really good. We had a really, really nice time. It was really hot.
Really, more hotter than Paris?
Hotter than Paris, yeah. Especially the southern part of Spain. Yeah, it was real. But, down there, well, central Spain, like Madrid and southern Spain, was hot but really dry. But Barcelona was hot and humid. But you have to put up with these things when you're on vacation. But we had fun. Yeah. And how about you? Did you have a small holiday?
Yes, I went in Corsica.
You went to where?
In Corsica. It's a French island in the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh, Corsica, yeah. Isn't that where Napoleon used to be?
I don't know.
So Austin is here with us this morning.
Hi, Austin.
I don't think you've met Elizabeth before. It looks like Elizabeth's just getting on. Hello, Elizabeth.
No, I don't. Hi, Laurel. Can you see me?
Yes, we can.
I can see you.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I sort of
How
have
was
two screens
your
going.
vacations?
They were very good. I'm kind of getting caught up now and getting your things back and running and yeah.
Oops.
It was actually unusual to be
Good.
completely, off work for 2 whole weeks. It was quite nice. But then, of course, you got to get everything going again. And yeah, and
Yeah,
we had some good meetings in
that's
Paris. And
it.
I'm sure Marie Angelique filled you in about that. But it's great to have a chance to talk to you. I guess you saw my Skype message yesterday.
You're breaking a little bit.
What's that?
Now you are breaking up a little bit, so sometimes I can come here, but perhaps it's on my side, I don't know.
Let me
No,
plug in my.
For me, it's the same.
I'll plug in the cable so that we're not on the Wi-Fi. That sometimes helps. Is that better?
We'll see, because sometimes it makes like an echo and you're breaking up, so let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Okay.
It sounds pretty good from my end.
Okay, good.
So I didn't really have any specific agenda today. I just wanted to kind of have a chance. I didn't actually know that Elizabeth was going to join, but this is great. Great to have a
Yeah.
chance to catch up a little bit and see where we're at with things. Do you have any questions right off the bat, Elizabeth, about where we're at or?
I think Marie is keeping me informed about your Skype meetings outputs. So I'm still I've been traveling quite extensively for other projects, so it was difficult to join.
Yeah.
What I know from me, that was quite heavy. And so what I know from Marie is that she would like very much if we can have some planning in advance. So at least we know where we are, what we are expecting from each other better, and she knows on what to focus really. So at the end of the year, when we make a report to Plantéum project, we are on track.
Yes, absolutely.
So
I think we all agree on that.
that would be good.
Yeah. Austin and I were
So
talking about that yesterday.
we are not all in that discussion, so probably we can't make decisions, but what I wanted to stress is that Leo and Marie have been working on improving the threat dictionaries we have with the threat names, variables names. So it's getting it's a lot of improvement from what was before, because I suppose Marie explained to you that we are trying to differentiate the threat from what is a variable. Scientists, they use variables for measuring the element they want to measure. So it's a combination of a threat name, a method, and a scale most of the time. But up to now, there was a big confusion between the threat name and the variable names. So now it's getting clearer, and it's very much adopted by partners, as we showed that to INHA, we showed it to other CG centers, and they found out that it's addressing their needs. For annotating the measurements. So it's a good news because it's connecting with measurements. So what we need is also to make sure that the threats name we are creating or inserting are are mapped to the reference ontologies and are available for you to look at. So we were discussing with Marie that Leo has finished the revision of three trade dictionaries, Lentil, Cowpea, and Pigeon Pea. Wheat and maize were our priority crop, but it's still pending with CIMIT, the revision. So I think I can let Marie talk about it, but our proposition would be to upload those three trade dictionaries on your Pantheon GitHub, and then we can have a look as first use cases.
Great. With those crops. What were the three again? Lentil, cowpea?
Lentil, cowpea, pigeon pea.
And pigeon pea, okay.
Marie, if you want to add anything, please.
Yeah, no, not just I'm planning to add this the trade dictionary on the GitHub, but also ogophytes that are the translation of the. So yeah. I work a little bit on the ogophyte structure. So I had contact with people from the cassava base, from Lucas Miller team, and so we agreed on the ogo structure. And so I will apply the same structure to all the crops, so it will be easier for us, even for the mapping with TO or any other reference ontologies.
And what is the structure that you agreed on? You mean like upper level classes and so on? Or?
Yeah, so we just have the thread, the method, and the scales in the same file, and also the variables. Okay. And the variables is defined as the combination, the intersection of a thread, a method, and a scale. So that's like so. A, I mean, yeah. At some points, if we want to have some reasoning capabilities on the variable, we can say because this variable is composed of this method and this case, so maybe we can infer it directly. So right. That's the idea.
So these
and
are
then Marie shared. Sorry,
I'm sorry. I just had a quick question. So these will be the OBO files that are generated computationally.
Yeah.
Right, from the trade dictionary.
Yeah.
And this is being validated by Naama Menda. Yeah. Because the idea was to have an OBO file that can address the needs of the shadow database that is used by Lucas Miller team. You know the Solanaceae database, Cassava base. So Marie and Naama exchanged a lot on the needs of each database in ontology and ogophyte structure, and they are about to reach an agreement, so a consensus. So as soon as this is done, it means that we can upload the files on GitHub.
Okay.
Yeah, and that would be great to have the feedback of either Chris or Barry on the file if they are available.
Well, yeah, once you have them up there and you're ready, then we could probably make that happen.
Okay, cool.
It may happen before you're ready. Who knows?
Yeah. So the timeline is, Laurel, for you to know, end of July, we agreed with the IBP that all the trade dictionaries should be revised as per the new structure and sent to the IBP. However, we are facing some delays. So I'm not sure all we had 10 crops, I think, on our list will be ready. But it means that by September, you will have a series of OBO files on the Pantheon GitHub. So we can plan some collaboration to improve, to use that. So
By the end of August, you should have 10 of them?
Yeah,
I think so. We are making all effort for that. We may fail by one or two because we are waiting for the centers to validate. So it takes time to go back and forth.
But right. So the step that they're validating, are they validating the trait terms? So you're using, or is it kind of the overall structure that they're validating?
They have validated the template structure, but they are more looking at the variables. Because the centers, they really work at the variables, and what they want is to see the variables they use in their databases.
Meaning how the trait is measured.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right, yeah, okay.
The various ways of measuring the trait. And we just got a feedback from Erie, from Sackville Hamilton, and he's quite happy with the new structure. He says that it corresponds very well with their new database called Breeding for Rice.
Okay, great. And so do these new trait dictionary format has a column for the TO term, does it?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And are but you doing any mapping? Yeah. Are you filling that in at all, or that's going to be the next step?
This is Marie's work.
Yeah, it will be, yeah, that will be my work. So it's the next step. When people know the TO term, then they already added it. But if they didn't know the term, I mean,
right,
I will add it, or I'm planning to add it.
Yeah, as a suggestion. Yeah.
Great. Okay. And Marie Angelique, are you doing any more work on the mapping? The mapping experiment.
Yeah, for the last week, I mainly work on the curation of the file and various discussion for the overstructure. But yeah, I'm planning to work on that as soon as possible. Yeah,
I know we talked about that kind of just before I left, and didn't really get a chance to talk about it too much in Paris. But we had mentioned that you would create a mapping file, and that would probably be stored at GitHub as well.
Yeah, the mappings will be inserted in each concept. So it won't be a separate file, it will be in the OBO file.
Oh, okay. Okay. That sounds
great. If you prefer, I can have the mapping in the. But at the end, once they will be validated, that will be in the.
I think it's better to have it in the same file if we can. Yeah. I think at one point we had. You had generated a kind of an interim file, and that's what we had talked about. But I think it's actually better to have it in the main file. Yeah. Those things would be in the trait dictionary file, right? And then it would be transferred to the OBO file.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great.
Is it the first activity or we agree upon is for Marie to upload as soon as we have the trait dictionary finalized, validated on the Pantheon GitHub, and then you can check with her the OBO file structure and the mappings, or is it something?
I think, what was the question? The question was, is that our first priority?
Yeah, is it a first action or a first activity we can agree upon to build that timeline up?
Yes, I think that's a good goal. Okay. And I think, you know, maybe you could get the ones that, you know, the test ones that are done already, as soon as they're ready, put them up there and we can look at them. I'm here.
Yeah, they're already on some of them are already on the GitHub.
Yeah, I think I open it. I think maybe one, right?
One or two, or I can't remember.
Well, I know rice, maize, and wheat are up there.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if those were the updated versions, because those were the OBO files that were on our SVN.
Yeah, they will be updated. But yeah, but there is already some mapping file, because I think most of the
Cassava is up there. Maybe.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm just opening it. My computer is being a little bit slow. But I think that sounds great. Do you have any questions, Austin, about what we're talking about?
Not really.
Okay.
It might take a while to get back to the beginning of it all.
Yeah.
Think about it. And then the second point, we discussed a little bit with Marie, and she's keen to start with, is to propose a concept regarding the disease, plant diseases, because the trait dictionaries, they have, of course, trait and variables to measure the impact of disease on the plant.
Right, and we've been working on that. Austin's actually been working on the disease ontology while I was gone. And our goal in the next week or so is to really sit down and review that and start kind of developing the plan for how that's going to be developed.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Pankaj is gone now for 2 weeks. Wow. So we didn't really have much chance to overlap. That's why there's no all hands meeting this week or next. But he will be back on like the 3rd of August.
Okay. I'm not sure I will be able to join, but if I can, I will.
Yeah. What's the schedule in terms of August with you folks?
My schedule is completely changed because of my husband who broke his leg last week.
So, oh, no, I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's spoiling the vacation, so I don't really know right now. We need to wait a little bit to see how he recovers. Marie took days, but she has days to take in August, isn't it? You are on vacation.
Yeah, only 2 days. Just a big, an extended weekend or something like that. So just a couple of days.
You're not going to be gone for like 2 weeks or anything.
No.
And I'll be here through, I'm going to be gone just the first week of September, but I'll be here through all of August. So I'm kind of really focusing on this now. And yeah. And I think Pankaj is around most of August until like just at the end part. He's going to take some time off. So we'll have some time to coordinate some
more. Originally, I was planning to have 2 weeks off from 15 August to 1st September, but this may change. But this was the plan anyway. So even if you don't have your plans again yet with Austin, Laurel, could we at least agree that Marie can try to extract the traits for the disease out of the first three TDs we have ready? Like you mentioned, Marie Lantil is quite good.
Yeah, in Lantil, I mean, all the diseases are very described. Mm-hmm. So you have the pathogen and you have the plant part that is most of the time affected. Yeah. So the description is quite big.
That would actually be quite helpful.
So
what do you want to do with those? Do you want to create a Google spreadsheet and share that with us?
If you want. So a Google spreadsheet?
Seed, I think. And then we
Because
we're working with FiBase and with MaizeGDB and a number of other groups on the diseases. So it would be nice to kind of see what's represented in the CO as well.
Okay.
Yeah. We can add that to our list.
But only the biotic stress, so not the abiotic. What about the abiotic stress?
Well, if you have traits for the abiotic stress, wouldn't hurt to look at them, I think.
Okay.
Because that, right now we're kind of evaluating how the stresses are handled in the TO, the EO, and the disease ontology. And we're sort of, our goal in the next month is to come up with a real unified plan across those three ontologies, because there's overlap in each of them between, you know, for each disease. So,
So it could be one use case for you to look at.
Yeah, definitely. And it's always nice to have that information. And if you want to share that with us, that'd be great.
And
I remember during a discussion with Pankaj, for some of the observations about infestation, we have categorical scales. And I remember that he was mentioning that we may have to extract some of the values of the categorical scales, because sometimes it may be converted into a trait, or so we need to look perhaps at lower granularity than just the trait name.
Yeah, I don't remember that conversation, but that's definitely something we can look at.
Yeah, it's what we were looking at our trait dictionaries with Barry, and he just noticed that one categorical scale looks like we had a disease infestation traits or something like that. So he said that we should see if this could be extracted as well and mapped to disease ontology. So I think it's good to have a first first test case with Lantil. Marie, is sufficient for now, I think.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay. If you have information on Lantil, we can look at it for sure.
Okay.
So what would be the timeline for that, do you think, the useful one? Because if you do the mapping and you produce the OBO file for...
Yeah, but for me, if I just to put the information in the Google spreadsheet, I mean, it can be done quickly.
Okay.
So, because it's not very long, so maybe it can be, I can focus on that first. And
for early August?
Yeah, audiologist. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I was just gonna look at my Fibase spreadsheet and see what I have for lentil. If we have any legume diseases at all.
That's maize. Is it a tab?
Yeah, I'm trying to get down there. My computer's just really being slow. There we go. So yeah, we do have a few legume diseases. We have quite a few actually. What's lens? We have some soybean and some string bean. So yeah, definitely, we'll take a look at them and we can work them into our plan.
Yeah.
Right now, I'll tell you kind of where we're at in terms of what's going on around here. I don't know if you know this, but we're kind of dealing with some issues with SourceForge. SourceForge has been down for like 5 days. And so it's really, we're kind of like, oh my God, we got to get our stuff off of there. So right now we have the trait ontology has been moved to GitHub.
Okay.
And we're working on moving, we were working with Justin yesterday on moving the SourceForge tracker, the developer pages came back up yesterday, but we don't know how long they're going to stay up. We don't know what's going on with SourceForge, if it's going away. Yeah, it's a little scary. So I'm working with Justin this week to get our tracker moved over to GitHub. And then Austin and I are going to work on the disease plan, but we're also going to start working on the trait ontology, because the trait ontology is really important that we have to get up and running with. Let me just pull up GitHub here.
So what will you do on TU?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of requests outstanding for TO, and then we're going to start looking at the stress traits in TO, because we have a number of disease traits in TO that need to be revised, and just a lot of work to do there now that we finally have some funding to work on TO. So it's really good. So I just wanted to let you know that if you're looking at the TO, you should be, and you know about the TO browser. We just got the TO browser fixed yesterday so that it'll pull from GitHub. We're not going to be making changes on the version that's at the SVN anymore.
Okay.
So the changes are going to be made at GitHub. So this is sort of our first case, you know, that we're going to start working from the files at GitHub, transitioning from the SVN. Mm. And once we get the tracker moved, we're going to have to go through and update all the references to the tracker. So we don't really know how much effort that's going to take. But yeah. And then once we kind of get that sorted out, we're going to move EO and PO in the plant disease ontology, whatever form it ends up being in, to GitHub. So yeah. And we're working on a release for the PO as well right now. By the end of August, we should have the last release, not really the last release, but the last release of the plant ontology as an independent entity. Okay. And then everything else, once that comes out, then everything else will be over at the Plantium webpage. But the last version of the Plantium plant ontology will be at the plant ontology webpage. Okay. And we're trying to get working with Justin to get him to update the current Plantium webpage, which is about, the ontologies on there are about 2 years old.
So what about the Amigo 2 browser?
The Amigo 2 browser he's been working on as well. He's having some issues right now. So the one that's called dev.plantium, he's working with Chris and Seth. We talked with him a little bit about that yesterday. Some new bugs have come up. It was kind of working better before, and he doesn't know if he like changed something, but right now he can't. What was the issue? He couldn't get the ontologies to load.
Yeah, it just locks up on him.
Can't get any of the annotations to load. So that's kind of down the road.
Okay.
In the meantime, we asked him to sort of focus on getting the TO tracker moved over to GitHub. And we also have for the trade ontology, we also have an owl version. Mm-hmm. And we have a it's computationally derived from the OBO file right now. And that he's setting up at GitHub as well, so that the owl version will be in sync with the version that's on GitHub. Because it's working on the version that's at the SVN. So it's a little complicated right now because we're kind of in this transition between the two platforms, which you guys are as well. So, you know, one of the things that I have two things that we probably should talk about, but, you know, we need to do some kind of high level thinking about where we're going with these. And, you know, are the ontologies, you know, are the CO vocabularies, you know, are any of them going to be developed as ontologies? And are they going to be displayed on the Plantium webpage? And the reason why I'm asking this is I talked with Pankaj yesterday fairly briefly about the planning for a workshop this fall. And he felt it was really important to bring some of the CO people in and train them in OWL. But if your curators are not going to be, you know, developing them as an ontology, then I don't know how important that is, or if that, you know, if you can help. What my plan is today is I was going to start a Google Doc where we can start doing some planning for the workshop. And I know, Elizabeth, you had some questions that you had asked about the funding for the travel for the workshop.
Yeah, because I remember that the proposal I had a training workshop mainly to bring people to the use of ontology development tools. So I was wondering if because I remember Pankaj said that we love the budget for the workshops. So is it the pace? And if yes, it means that the travel budget I have can be used for other purposes, like for sending Marie at PAG or sending Marie to some centers to help with this work of mapping or annotation. Right. So I'm not clear on that, and I need to ask Pankaj.
Yeah, that's something that you and Pankaj need to discuss.
So I know because it's in our work plan. It's mentioned that there will be a workshop. I was just wondering if the workshop should be only focusing on OWL, or if it could have some sessions for discussing the mapping, or is it really just a training, or can we take that opportunity to discuss all what is related to Plantium?
Well, I think that we should, well, I think there's two questions there, and I don't think there's any point in training people to use OWL if they're not going to be doing ontology development. You know, there's a lot more important things to teach people, you know, how to use the ontologies and how to work with the different systems we're doing.
To discuss the terms as well.
Yeah, and discuss the traits, and and discuss how the diseases interaction in this universe of ontologies. I mentioned this to Pankaj and said, well, probably the people that need to use OWL would be like Austin and Marie Angelique, who of course knows how to use OWL, of course. And, you know, there's a new postdoc joining the New York Botanic Garden. And I think George is hiring someone. I don't know what the status is of that. But, so, you know, I'm sorry that I really didn't have much time to talk with him about this at all. And it was sort of like we were passing and we briefly talked about it really quickly. But I want to get started on thinking about this because time is moving fairly quickly.
Exactly. Yeah. The only person I know who would really like to be trained is the curator of the Cassava Ontology in IIT, because he collaborates quite closely with Naama. So I suppose they are discussing the OWL and everything. So he's interested. Okay. I already have one.
What's his name?
Afola. It's Afola Agbona. He was in the workshop last year, demonstrating the field book of Naama. With the cassava. So I suppose that I could have a quick round about asking among those who are maintaining the prop ontology would be interested in all training, but we need first to make sure we will propose one and when, because if I start surveying and there's nothing really.
So Elizabeth, how many of the curators will be at the PEG workshop, PEG meeting?
They are not that many usually. Mainly the supervisors are going to PEG, not the curators. Right. Last year there was some from ICRISAT, but Afola from IT never went to PEG, for example. So it's not really a place for gathering them technically. It's more the supervisors going. The other thing is we have been discussing with Ruth the possibility to have a workshop similar to the one I had last year, but later in 2016, because it's too close to many events, sometimes like April or June 2016, and have a workshop that would bring people from different expertise and make sure they discuss their concept. Because what we realize is that a crop modeler doesn't put the same signification on the term yield than a breeder. They won't express it the same way. But the problem is that a crop modeler needs to use the data from the breeder. So if it's not properly described, he may misinterpret the figures. So realizing that, we discussed with Ruth the possibility of having a workshop. But later, and propose that to DeepSeek. Then try to raise some funds, because it needs some funds. And I was wondering if the workshop from Pantheon doesn't occur this year, it could be considered to merge our effort and have one in June or April 2016, unless you want to have something earlier. But that's a proposition we could make.
Yeah, that we'll definitely have to keep that in mind. I think in terms of the, and I can't speak for Pankaj, but I think in terms of his priorities, that's kind of late. And
okay, so
I think we should proceed with planning something for this fall, but maybe we don't need so many of the, you know, actual curators who are not actually building ontologies.
Yeah, not using Obu.
My take, it's more important for the team that's actually going to be working with the ontologies to get together and hammer out some, you know, some progress.
At least if we can have all the postdoc together, I think it would be good. They can know each other.
I have sort of mixed feeling about taking someone, and I don't really know Afula that well, but is he using Obu?
He's the only one still using Obu.
Yeah.
Like Rosemary.
If they come in and they've never worked with Obu and they've only ever used the trait dictionary, to try to teach them how to build an ontology using OWL in 3 days is kind of a steep undertaking. And, you know, we need to, so the other part of this is we kind of need to decide, you know, what the priorities are. In terms of the trait dictionaries or the controlled vocabularies, you know, if it's desirable to have them in an ontology format.
But Laurel, what do you mean by ontology format?
Well, you know, when many of them right now are just in the trait dictionary format, right?
It's but not in format. I mean, in format, they are in OBO and they are in SCOS.
Okay.
Yes, let's say.
But
in Excel, so yes.
They're all in the Excel format. Excel.
Yeah, but once they are loaded on the website, they are in all the format. So they can be considered as a ontology format.
What you mean, perhaps, Laurel, is more enriching the relationships. So what? Because the Excel, primarily the our curators, they work with the Excel file, because this is what we need for BMS. And after Marie made that routine that can convert it automatically in OBO. So apart from Apola and Rosemary, the new curators have never used OWL. But some of them may be interested, like people in SIP, or we may have 3 or 4 interested. But
is
they
it?
Are not,
I mean, is it going to bring anything to their... To the product, it might be better to teach them how to use OBO.
I don't know. It's we need to discuss that because I know that Afola would like to,
I mean,
to upgrade his expertise and go to Protégé. But
it's kind of a question of what the ontologies are going to be used for.
Yeah, it's for. I think they understand that it's to enhance the search after of the data to have this reasoning power.
Yeah, and you understand. Know, if the goal is to have them eventually integrated into the Plantium browser, then having them in OWL is a good thing because we're putting them in as OWL. But right now, you know, we can convert the OBO files to OWL. And like Marie-Angelique said, it's the platform is not really that important. And I appreciate that maybe Afula wants to learn OWL, but I think we have to kind of think about what the end goal is.
Yeah, no. And my concern, Laurel, my concern is that the curators are mainly bioinformaticians, most of them. And to learn a new software, it's not that complicated for them. They can learn. But my concern is more, how do you build that semantic relationship between two botanical parts or two? They may need, anyway, the knowledge of a breeder, of a physiologist, you know. So, because I went to a training organized by Pankaj years ago on OBO, and it was very interesting and very, everybody were very enthusiastic, but we reached the limit of our knowledge because we took each of us a plant as a model to start to build out the ontology. But after a while, it was quite difficult to decide if this part of the plant in banana was really related to the concept in TO, for example. So all that knowledge required some consultation with experts in the plant biology. So my question is also such a training, what is the objective of such a training?
Right. Well, I think it's really important that we have really clear objectives.
Yeah.
And I think once, you know, once we have a chance to sort of do a little bit more really strategic planning, then I think our objectives will become more clear as to what we need to have, you know, do at this workshop.
Yeah.
I'm a little hesitant to spend all this time and effort to bring all these, you know, Pankaj was mentioning the people from SIP and ERIE and to train them in OWL. But if, you know, if they're not really developing in OWL and we don't have clear objectives of what we want to do with the trait dictionaries and the ontologies, then I just really feel like we're kind of almost, we need to do this planning step first.
Yep.
And so I think we all kind of agree on that. And so that's really,
perhaps make a suggestion. It's just coming from the top of my head now, is that Naama is working with Afola. So that's probably why he wants to upgrade to OWL. And Naama will be working with SIP soon because they want to put potato and sweet potato in the shadow format they use for cassava base. So she may also stimulate that interest for all. So we should ask her how far she needs the people she interacts with in the centers to be trained in OWL or not.
Yeah.
If she says it would be an advantage for having that training for the effort behind Lucas Miller's team, then we can probably just focus on SIP, IATA, and banana people. That's all. Just three. And if she says no, there's no interest to do that, then we can rediscuss the objective of the workshop with Conker.
Yeah, and I mean, in terms of the plantiome, I think our main priorities are rice, sweet, and maize, and arepa, of course. I mean, not that the other crops are not important, but those are really the big ones. So what's the status of the curation on those?
Yeah. For wheat, maize, and rice. So rice is about to be finished at the level of the trait dictionary. Sorry. And maize and wheat, it's still under curation because they have been also deploying the breeding management system at CIMIT, and this has brought back late feedback to them. So they are still working on it. But the objective is end of July still for those three crops.
And is that Rosemary and Kate still that are in charge of those?
Yeah. Rosemary does mainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for rice, it's Roel Segbil Hamilton, our contact.
Right, and is Kate? Kate is working on the wheat?
Kate, she's working on the data management for wheat, but I'm not sure she's really working on the ontology or trade dictionary. I think she discussed with Rosemary, but Rosemary remains in charge.
Okay.
And she was trained in OBOE, but yeah. She understood that now we are, at least for the BMS, she has to use the trade dictionary, and the BMS is being deployed in CIMIC, so for the moment she's focusing on that.
And I think that's fine. You know, to me, the content is more important really than the structure or the tool that we use. The content is what's really important, and how we fit all these pieces together.
Because if you get the real content that really corresponds to what scientists measure and the data, then I think for the ontology, it would be more valuable. Because if you link our concept, you know that you can extract data out of those shadow databases.
Yeah. And Elizabeth, you know, I think your comment about the workshop you had with Pankaj a number of years ago, I think a lot of that has been addressed in the work that we've done with the plant ontology, because you know that we've been really rigorous with the definition of everything in the plant ontology, and so now we can use that to build these linkages between the other ontologies.
Yeah.
So like the structures of the banana, you know, the way to link these different ontologies together is through the common plant structures, which have been defined rigorously by botanists in the plant ontology. So I think that, you know, we could, and of course we continue to work on the plant ontology, but I think that will help now. And we may find new plant structures as we move ahead that need to be revised or changed in the plant ontology, but we can definitely address those. And that's kind of what I always go back to. You know, a leaf is a leaf is a leaf, and sometimes it's a banana leaf and sometimes it's a wheat leaf. But you know, in my thinking, that's the way we're going to be semantically linking things, is using links between the reference ontologies, and then we can start asking questions across these application ontologies.
Okay.
And that was our goal from the very beginning. You know, the paper that we did in 2012. Yeah.
The different
application ontologies and sort of link them together.
Yeah.
And I think that a reference trait ontology is a really important tool to use. And so we've had some discussions with Barry about what that might look like. You know, the trait ontology is not going to have, the reference trait ontology is not going to have every single term for every single plant species, but it should be a reference.
Yeah.
So we just really have a tremendous amount of work to do.
Yeah, the work we have been doing at the level, I think Marie can complement what I say, but the work we have been doing of splitting the variables and the trait and building trait names that are close to the entity attribute structure can help as well.
Right.
What we are trying also is, if you have grain for rice, wheat, and chickpea, and then you have the term grain that exists in our trade dictionary, and it makes possible the link to the plant ontology or to a plant ontology. So yes. I think, isn't it, Marie? What we have been doing is already starting to clean that, no?
Yeah. And the curators of the trade dictionary added the entity and the attribute. They didn't add the cross-ref to the PO term or the PATO term or the TO term, but at least they add a term.
Okay.
Yes.
Like leaf or grain or
right.
Whatever. So yeah, so this work has been curated and yeah.
So it's quite stable now.
You know, grain is actually an interesting example that you brought up, because we need to really educate the curators that like a pigeon pea seed is not a grain.
Yeah, it's for maize too.
Maize it is a grain.
Maize.
All of the grasses, the Caryopsis is a fruit, but it's a different kind of fruit than a pigeon pea seed is a seed, right? I don't want to belabor this point, but we went through this whole process with the straightening this out in the PO. And I've been in the process of fixing it in the TO. So we need to make sure that as we go through and build these semantic links, we keep that correct.
Yeah.
So seeds.
Yeah. I can tell you for wheat and maize, each time there was a grain, they switch for seed, or seed they switch for grain. Right. They never use fruit, I mean,
We need to use grain or kernel.
Yeah.
Kernel or fruits. They're fruits, actually, not seeds.
They prefer seeds. For them, they are seeds. I mean, yeah. I have an epic discussion with a curator about that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's just something to keep in mind, because that's really going to cause confusion.
Yeah.
When we try to make links between things, if some people are calling like a rice grain a seed, to them it's a seed because you plant it and it sprouts.
Yeah, for them it's the practical vision, you know.
Yeah.
You harvest and you keep a pack of seed to replant the field.
And you know, maybe we can look at these on a case by case basis, but yeah, it's just something to keep in mind.
Yeah, so this kind of thing you could. So, it, should this be one of our objectives also for perhaps not for December, but for year starting now for next year to help cleaning TO? Or
yes, absolutely.
Our track names that we have agreed upon.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been kind of working on TO for the last 2 years just on my own, you know, squeezing it in between other things. So, it's not really done for sure, but that's definitely a high priority. Yeah, we have lots of work to do, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I have just a question.
Yes.
Yeah, Marie.
It will be important that I really understand how we can provide our terms, let's say, to the reference ontology, because for now it's not really clear. You know, do you want to integrate the terms, I don't know, as synonyms or as new concept if they don't exist? Or what do you want to do? For me, that part is really unclear.
Right. And that's where we really need to sit down. And for the diseases as well as the traits.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be the same.
So everything, I mean, even the anatomy or...
Yeah. All properties.
Well, the anatomy terms is not so complicated. That's pretty straightforward. If you have plant structures or so on that you think we're missing in the PO, you can definitely request those. And for now, you know, we're still, as long as SourceForge is still working, you can open a SourceForge tracker for it. But same for the TO. But in the next, my real goal in the next 2 months or so is to really get a clear plan laid out of how, you know, these are all really good questions, and we need to talk about them some more with the people that have the decision making.
Yeah, and Laurel, can I ask? I'm sorry because I missed so many meetings and I couldn't read all the notes. I'm sorry for that. But what George Guptos is doing, because I remember when we developed the ERACAPS proposal, he was the kind of person who will look also at the composed traits and help us decompose the traits. Is he still on those lines for Plantium Project, or is it something different?
Well, my understanding is he's going to be working on expanding the Plant Phenome Net platform. So I'm not exactly clear what other things he would be involved with. Yeah.
Okay.
He has been really kind of busy and kind of hard to track down as well. So he's only been on a few calls. But I think as it's written in the proposal,
yes,
his postdoc is going to be, you know, we developed a version of Plant Phenome Net, kind of a preliminary version of Plant Phenome Net,
yes,
with the Plant Phenotype Pilot Project. Annika worked with us on that. And my understanding is that George's team is going to expand that.
All right.
Right now, there's only like 6 plant species in there.
Okay.
So,
what do you think, Laurel, about proposing George to join one crop ontology meeting?
I think it's a great idea. Yeah, and his. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, it's ringing everywhere. Sorry for those noise, but I think it would be good. Yeah, it could be interesting to for him to join one of our discussion, and we ask him the questions about what he's doing and if he can help us, or is it completely outside?
I don't think so. I mean, when you say a crop ontology workshop, that means, or a crop ontology meeting, that means like a meeting in Montpellier?
No, one of our discussion like we have today.
Yeah, well, yes, you know, I've tried to get him to join at every opportunity, and of course it's scheduling these meetings with everybody around the world is
it's quite difficult.
Yeah. So you know, and he was teaching all of winter term.
Yeah,
so he only took part in a few meetings.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I think we definitely need to plan to have a meeting at PEG with whoever is there. I mean, a lot of us will be there, and a lot of
you. I hope we can go, yes. Yeah. Marie, even Leo, I hope we can.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like we did last year, and maybe we could expand it to a full day or...
Yeah, like the one we had on Planteum, you mean focusing on Planteum for all people of the project would be good, yes.
Yeah, I think so too, especially if we're all there already. And you know, I think we just need to really keep meeting and talking about this. And this has been really great since Marie Angelique started, because we started meeting every week.
Yeah, and I think it's useful for...
It's really useful. And because there's so many different things going on, it's really helpful for me to kind of keep up with what's going on at your end. And especially when you're traveling a lot and Pankaj is traveling a lot. And
It's unfortunate this year I was asked to travel a lot, and it's...
It's unavoidable, and
it's terrible.
I didn't realize, you know, I didn't actually know that Pankaj was, because I just got back end of last week, and then I didn't realize that Pankaj was going to be gone for the next 2 weeks, and it's like, I was going to have him and Austin, and But we just, you know, we just have to kind of work through this period and kind of do what we can and keep the communication open. So in terms of scheduling, What's your short-term plans here, Elizabeth? Are you around next week or later this week?
Next week I'm fully packed with a proposal writing and a workshop I am holding at the end of next week, so it's quite busy.
So I think what we're...
I would say tentatively it would be better if we can meet, you propose, what date did you propose?
Well, so this Tuesday morning slot is kind of our regular meeting time. It's actually Tuesday evening for you, or Tuesday late afternoon. This is kind of our regular ontology meeting time, and I'd like to keep this going. So I don't know, Marie Angelique, if you're available next week. I tentatively put the next ontology meeting for next Tuesday, but I know Pankaj won't be here, so we could just have our group meeting, or we could expand it. It kind of depends. I kind of like to have some actual, like an actual agenda and actual, you know, instead of having just a loose discussion, if we have Barry and Chris on the call. Actually, for me, Marie Angelique, it would actually be really helpful if you and I could talk again this week, because I have some questions about things that are going on with the wheat data project, the wheat data interoperability stuff. So I don't know if would Thursday morning work for you?
Yeah, not tomorrow, but except tomorrow, every day.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursdays.
Thursday, okay. Well, why don't we plan to follow up then? And in the meantime, I will work on the Google Doc for some initial planning for the workshop.
Okay.
And we can get our questions on there, and or I could even put it on the wiki, but the Google Doc is actually kind of easier to edit. Yeah. So, and then we can talk some more about things, and you can kind of communicate with Elizabeth since she's busy. And
yeah, next week it's busy.
On Thursday we can make a decision whether we want to have a full ontology meeting on the coming Tuesday.
Okay.
Because I don't even know if Barry's going to be around, because the ICBO meeting's going on next week, early next week in Lisbon, and I'm pretty sure Barry's going to be in Lisbon for that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we could probably, maybe we don't need to have a formal meeting, but I kind of like to get the calendar kind of fixed so that when people look at it, they're not confused because I keep changing the dates. But yeah, so kind of wrap it up for today. I know it's getting late there for you folks.
Yeah, I don't know, Marie, did we tackle all the points you wanted to raise or?
Yes.
Okay, so for me, all what I had to say for today, as far as I remember, I'm jumping to things, so.
No, that's okay. And just so you know, I Austin was taking notes here, and I actually was, because we used the Zoom, I turned the recording on just so that I could kind of listen to this again, and then, you know, I'll send Pankaj an email and let him know that you and I, that we all talked, and if he wanted to listen to the recording, he could as well. And get an overview of the questions, but I'll probably put some notes on the wiki page about it as well, just so that we can kind of keep track of what we've discussed. I think we all have a lot of, you know, important questions, and we need to be kind of thinking about how this is going to look. I think the grant, it was great that we wrote the grant and stuff, but there really wasn't a ton of actual specific details fleshed out in the grant.
Particularly on the work plan.
Yeah, particularly on the work plan and how, you know, and the integrity of how this is going to be put together and how it's going to look. And for us who are kind of in the trenches and actually doing it, that's really important. Yeah. So, okay. So maybe we talk again on Thursday and...
Yeah, for me, I don't know when. I still need to sort out all my agenda, but I trust you.
I had tentatively moved the next all hands meeting to the 6th of August.
Yeah, okay.
That's on the Brandium calendar right now, so
I can join if I'm no problem.
I think Pankaj should be back by then, and okay, great. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you
for the discussion. Talk to you soon.
I've got language confusion going on.
Bye.
Bonjour. It was so fun. I kept getting mixed up between French and Spanish, and Morgan just threw her hands in the air and said, "Mom, just give up on it."
So hasta luego.
Hasta luego. Yes. Sí. Okay. Bye.
Bye.